scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, July 12th, 2023, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday and whatever craziness will ensue in the coming days here. It's another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get through as much of it as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Now, the highlight of the day is that FBI Director Christopher Wray had to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee. They gave him a good old-fashioned grilling. They stopped short of censuring him or holding him in contempt, and probably because the FBI, as it did in the days of J. Edgar Hoover, maintains blackmail information on all of the key politicians. But at one point, Matt Gaetz showed this text message sent by Hunter Biden to a Chinese Communist Party official, Henry Zhou, back in 2017, demanding money for a business deal. And the message said, "I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment has not been fulfilled. You will regret not following my direction. I am waiting for the call with my father." And then Matt Gaetz said to Christopher Wray, "You seem to not really be very curious about this message, almost suspiciously uncurious." And so, Gaetz basically said, "Are you protecting the Bidens?" And, of course, FBI Director Wray said, "No, of course I'm not protecting them. It's absolutely ridiculous." You know, so he got a little bit tense about that. Director Wray got visibly upset after Matt Gaetz called him out about this WhatsApp message. And, and Wray said, "I'm not protecting the Bidens." Gaetz said, "You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown. And everybody knows why you won't answer it, because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you." Now, Jim Jordan blasted Christopher Wray for the FBI illegally obtaining the bank records of Americans. And Christopher Wray came on back and said, "Well, you get records about Americans from all kinds of different places. I mean, it's just no big deal." Yeah, actually it is. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And Director Wray was asked about FBI infiltrators in January 6th. And ESA asked him directly, "How many individuals that were FBI employees were in the January 6th entry to the Capitol?" And Wray said, "I really need to be careful here about what we have and have not used confidential human sources." In other words, he refused to actually answer the question. He also refused to answer any questions about the supposed January 6th pipe bombs, which we have since learned were harmless fakes. They could not explode. So, yeah. And let's see. Gaetz capped off the grilling of Wray with a real zinger here, saying that Wray failed to uphold his duties as director. He said, but don't you see that's the kind of thing you preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history? People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are. And the reason is because you don't give straight answers. You give answers that later a court deems are not true. And then at the end of the day, you won't criticize an obvious shakedown when it's directly in front of us. And it appears as though you are whitewashing the conduct of corrupt people. Now, another incident that came on up was the FBI's collusion with a Russian infiltrated intelligence agency in Ukraine. And this is really an embarrassment for the FBI because they thought they were dealing with a Ukrainian intelligence agency, and this Ukrainian agency was sending, we need this account shut down, we need that account shut down, and the FBI went on over and said, yes, we are going to advise you that this account needs to be shut down. And it turned out this intelligence agency has been infiltrated by the Russians. And so the FBI was actually following the lead from the Russians about attacking certain users and whatnot. Now, Harriet Hageman came on out and just said it straight. Neither you nor the FBI have any legal authority to circumvent the First Amendment by using a surrogate to do your dirty work, and that is exactly what you have been doing. Now, in the wake of this, funding for the FBI's new headquarters has now become a point of contention. The FBI is tired of that J. Edgar Hoover building. It's so 70s, and they want something new and spiffy. And actually, what they're asking for is a building that will actually be larger than the Pentagon. At least that's what they're asking for. And House Judiciary Committee Republicans got into the fight because Virginia and Maryland are sort of arguing back and forth. You should be here. And they said, no, maybe you ought to go down to Alabama because you've already got a very nice facility down there in Huntsville that was recently renovated. And you could just move into that for a lot less money. All righty, getting on back to the White House. This is a good one. The Secret Service is refusing to comply with a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Well, actually, it's a request right now. It's probably going to turn into a lawsuit regarding the cocaine that was found in the White House over the July 4th weekend here. And the Secret Service is claiming that disclosure of the requested information could potentially interfere with enforcement proceedings. And if you believe that one, I've got some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you here. Now, over at CNN, something interesting is going on. Remember Jake Tapper? You know, before the 2020 election, you know, he was out there denying the Hunter Biden laptop story. He had all kinds of guests on the show saying it's Russian disinformation. And all of a sudden now Jake Tapper is claiming he will not shy away from covering the Hunter Biden laptop and the myriad crimes and scandals that it documents here. And I think this is another indication that the decision has been made someplace not to run Joe Biden next year. And because he's not doing very well. He kind of embarrassed himself again over in London and Vilnius here. Now, Joy Behar of The View tried to come to Biden's defense saying that she was actually turned on by Joe Biden's vulgar rants at White House staffers. Well, that's kind of a weird comment because Joy doesn't hang out at the White House all that much. And to the best of my knowledge, Biden hasn't screamed at her, but she's turned on. She thinks it's a good thing. Boy, they are definitely scraping the bottom of the barrel for excuses. Now, Democrats are starting to get worried over the candidacy of Dr. Cornel West. He's a philosophy professor. He's a media personality. He is running under the Green Party, and Democrats are worried that he's going to take votes away from the Democratic candidates, especially Joe Biden. So they're very, very nervous about him. Okay. There's a new poll out from YouGov, The Economist, and it shows that more black Americans support last month's Supreme Court decision to strike down race-based admission policies. More blacks liked it than oppose it. And apparently, according to the poll, 44% of black respondents said they are at least somewhat support the recent rulings in Students for Fair Admissions versus University of South Carolina and Students for Fair Admissions versus Harvard, which eliminated race-based admission practices from college campuses. 36% of blacks disapproved of the decision. Okay, now getting into next year's election, there's an interesting article coming out of Katie Johnson. And it starts out observing that the New York Times has been churning out an amazing number of hit pieces on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And on Tuesday, they published an audio essay, Why I Regret Debating Robert F. Kennedy, by opinion columnist Farhad Manju. Now, Manju debated Kennedy in 2006 about the legitimacy of George W. Bush's 2004 win against John Kerry, believing that Kennedy's skepticism of the election results was dangerous. Well, yes, skepticism of election results is dangerous to those who are rigging our elections. And so basically, forget about Russia, forget about China. The biggest source of election interference we're going to see next year is from the corporate media, from social media. They are going to be trying as hard as they can to sell us the lemon of a second Biden term in office. Okay? And you know, they're out there saying, oh, you know, RFK Jr. is a conspiracy theorist because, you know, he thinks there was a conspiracy in the assassination of his uncle, which, by the way, is the conclusion the House Select Committee on Assassinations came to. There have been multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza. By definition, there was a conspiracy. All righty. Lawmakers in the Capitol Hill are gearing up for a round of debates over forthcoming election bills in the next few weeks. Central to the discussion will be the proposed restrictions on ballot drop boxes, a prominent element of Republican proposals nationwide. Because we've seen the videos. We saw 2,000 mules. Those ballot drop boxes were one of the major vectors for election fraud. So basically, the results of these debates could redefine the contours of the 2024 presidential election, creating new fault lines between proponents of expanded voter access and advocates of stringent election integrity measures. Well, again, go back to 2000 mules. We know that this expanded voter access was abused, to put it delicately. And let me see. I think I've got a statistic here that we need to look at. Yeah. Okay, back in 2020, Pennsylvania sent out 1,823,148 mail-in ballots. They got back 2,589,242 mail-in ballots. Somehow, those numbers are not adding up. Alrighty, so they're going to be trying to pass some bills here. Certainly, they'll get through the House. The Senate will probably kill them. And we're going to have another stolen election. And I think one more obviously stolen election is going to be really, really kind of a triggering event for the American public because they know what's going on. They're tired of it. They have been suffering for the last 2.5 years with the results of the last stolen election. And they really don't want any more of that. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, the Board of Elections over in Spalding County, and this is Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, tabled a motion to use, quote, only systems that can be publicly verified and that will garner public trust in their accuracy. In other words, they had a motion to say, we've got to have machines that can be open, transparent, verifiable. And they said, now we'll just table it for now. Who needs an honest, accurate voting machine? I mean, what do you guys think this is, a democracy? Now, let's get back to Sound of Freedom, because the main talking point that is coming out from the liberals is that it's all a fantasy, it's all a QAnon conspiracy theory. There's no such thing as, you know, wide-scale pedophilia and child trafficking and everything. We had that one caller in the show yesterday said, it's all just hype. So, let's see. We're going to start with this story. A U.S. Marine has been arrested after a 14-year-old girl with learning disabilities who had been missing was found inside his barracks. And her family claims the young girl was sold to him for sex. So, you, the proud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I posted a flashback article at whatreallyhappened.com, and this goes back to 1994, and it was called the Franklin Scandal. And this was a child sex trafficking operation. It was the biggest pedophile scandal up to that point in the history of the United States. It received very little coverage from the corporate media, not unlike Sound of Freedom. Most Americans never heard of it. Now, former Republican Senator John DeCamp was involved in the production of a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence. It was to air May 3rd, 1994 on the Discovery Channel. This documentary exposed a network of religious leaders and Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex. In the last minute before airing, unknown congressmen threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation if the documentary was aired, and so Discovery Channel yanked it from the rotation. Now, there had been a VHS version available for sale. Almost immediately, some unknown party came on in and bought them all up and had all the copies destroyed. Fortunately, however, there was an editing work tape that still existed, and it was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and Attorney John DeCamp, who made it available to retired FBI Chief Ted Gunderson. Now, the video is not really good quality because it is an editor's work tape here, but it, you know, it talked about the Franklin Credit Union. The guy who was running that was part of this whole scandal. This reached all the way to the White House. It really didn't. There were a few newspaper stories. And so this stuff has been going on for quite a while. And it's a reality. I mean, what do you think they arrested Jeffrey Epstein for? What do you think they arrested Ghislaine Maxwell for? Yes, trafficking children for sexual purposes is a real problem. And I think it's time that it was dragged into the light, out from under its rock. And people just deal with it and say, yes, this is happening, and it's time to find a way to put a stop to it. Now, out in California, they're going the other direction. The Assembly Public Safety Committee blocked Senate Bill 14, a measure that sought to categorize human trafficking of minors as a serious felony in California. Now, the bill had previously cleared the Senate with bipartisan support, and it was then shot down in the Assembly Public Safety Committee, which, you know, resulted in a huge public outcry because right now in California, human trafficking of a minor is considered a minor wrist slap offense here. And so it's amazing. Now let's get on over to the Mouse Place. This last holiday weekend down at Disney World, it was just about empty. I mean, you would expect there to be huge crowds. And I remember the crowds that we used to see at the Anaheim Park when we lived in Southern California. And it was like, wow, not quite a ghost town, but almost there. And so the Disney parks are all losing huge amounts of money. The Disney Empire is losing money like crazy. And it's because of you know, the decisions they're making in terms of wokeness and content. The latest Disney production is a cartoon about a girl who inherits a ritualistic killing, blood-drinking cult from her father. What a storyline. I have absolutely no interest in seeing this thing. And basically, it's called Praise Petey, and it follows the story of the daughter. And it's really, it's amazing here. Now, a little bit of good news. In the next state south of here, there was this farmer whose identity remains undisclosed for reasons that will be obvious, was basically working in his cornfield and stumbled across a treasure trove of Civil War-era gold coins in his cornfield. $1 gold coins, $5 gold coins, $20 gold coins, over 600 gold coins dating from 1850 to 1862. It's now known as the Great Kentucky Hoard, and it contained 18 $20 gold Liberty coins minted in 1863. One of these coins previously got almost $100,000 at auction. So this Kentucky hoard, millions of dollars. It's like he won a prize in the lottery, and I can imagine he's very, very happy about that. I certainly would be. All right, let's talk about COVID and medical issues. And there was an interesting article that came out of Lou Rockwell about why Pfizer stopped the COVID vaccine trial. And he starts out by pointing out that there's no randomized trial data available for the use of the COVID-19 shot in pregnant women. And Pfizer cut its pregnancy trial short. But this did not stop the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from recommending COVID-19 injections for everyone 6 months and older, including people who were pregnant, breastfeeding, trying to get pregnant, or those who might become pregnant in the future. They didn't have any data. And Dr. Martin McCary, a professor at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, said not having any good data didn't seem to bother the CDC. Okay, and he says it's important that pregnant women need to know that the shot has not really gone through thorough testing on pregnant women before they let that needle get stuck into their arm. And this whole process has been hugely corrupt. All right, we have to take a break. For station commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us
banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about health-related matters. And down in Peru, the government has declared a 90-day national state of emergency due to an explosion of cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. And the syndrome is not contagious. It is basically known to be, in some cases, an adverse reaction to vaccines. And apparently they've had a huge, huge problem with that down there. And so they've got a 90-day state of emergency. Now, the exact cause of Guillain-Barré syndrome is not known, but it is officially listed as a reaction in those who received the Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines, both of which were widely administered in Peru, which has a national vaccination rate of 92%. Okay. Another article from Lou Rockwell. The World Health Organization is a real and present danger. They're still talking